I'm Jody Nisnik. This is a podcast designed to help you create space for God. Jesus, in some of his last words, found in John 16:12, stated, "There is so much more I want to tell you." He then pointed to the Spirit as the one who would come, who would further his teaching by bringing his word to life for us. So much more creates space for God to reveal his truth through his word. Well, we're continuing in an 8-part series on the life of Joseph in the Old Testament. If you're following along in the Trust Bible study, this is going to supplement lesson 3. Of course, the podcast can also stand alone. I want to take just a minute to bring us up to speed on where we are in Joseph's story. So Joseph has been falsely accused by Potiphar's wife, and that has landed him in prison. Now, we aren't sure how long he has been in prison before we interact with him in this passage. It could have been quite some time. It may have even been years already. Now, in this particular passage, we meet two of Pharaoh's officials who have been thrown in prison alongside Joseph. It is the chief baker who's in charge of overseeing and making Pharaoh's food, and the cupbearer who is in charge of putting the cup in Pharaoh's hand and usually tasting whatever it is that Pharaoh is getting ready to drink to make sure it's not poisoned. Both of these men had very close access to the Pharaoh. For some reason, they have been thrown in prison. And they both had dreams that they were unable to discern what their meanings were. Joseph notices that they seem distraught. He asks them why. They let him know they've had these dreams, and he tells them that he can actually interpret the dreams, but it's really God that's going to do it for them. So they tell them their dreams. Now, the passage is a little bit long, and so I've edited it just a little bit so that the content of the actual dreams is not in there, because that's not really, I think, the intent of the passage. So I've taken that out. Of course, you can go in and read those verses yourself if you're curious what the content of the dreams were. And I've just added a few bridging statements. So as always, the passages that I've read will be in the notes, and you can, of course, go further on your own. Now, we're going to be doing this passage as a Lectio Divina, so if you haven't done one before, I want to encourage you to pause here and go and listen to the very first podcast, the introductory podcast, where I explain exactly what Lectio Divina is, and I walk you through every step of the way. Now, I'm also going to walk you through everything here as well, and so I want to invite you to just prepare your heart and your mind and even your body, and to do that, find a comfortable yet attentive posture to sit in, and I want to invite you just to take a few deep in and out breaths. And as you inhale and exhale, allow the thoughts and distractions, anything that is threatening to distract your heart and your mind away from this time, to just fade away. And let me pray for us now. Lord, we thank you for this space that we have carved out to be with you. And I pray now that these words of Scripture would come into our hearts and our minds, and that you would teach us through them. Lord, would you show us what you want us to notice? And would you help us to know how those things apply to our life right now? We ask all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, the first time I read this passage for you, there's no agenda. It's really just to listen. And so these are some selected verses from Genesis chapter 40. So after Joseph had interpreted the dream of the cupbearer, he made the following request to him. He said, "But when all goes well with you, remember me and show me kindness. Mention me to Pharaoh and get me out of this prison. I was forcibly carried off from the land of the Hebrews, and even here I have done nothing to deserve being put in a dungeon." When the chief baker saw that Joseph had given a favorable interpretation, he said to Joseph, "I too had a dream." And he told him his dream. "This is what it means," Joseph said, and he interpreted it for him. Now the third day was Pharaoh's birthday, and he gave a feast to all his officials. He lifted up the heads of the chief cupbearer and the chief baker in the presence of all his officials. He restored the chief cupbearer to his position, so that he once again put the cup into Pharaoh's hand. But he impaled the chief baker, just as Joseph had said to them in his interpretation. The chief cupbearer, however, did not remember Joseph. He forgot him. Now, as I read this passage a second time, I want to invite you to let the Lord help you notice a word or a phrase in this passage. As always, I want to encourage you, try not to overthink it. Just see if there's a word or a phrase that seems to grab your attention above the other words or phrases. You can write it down, or you can just hold on to it in your mind for the end of the reading. And then I'll give us a few moments to reflect on that word or phrase when we're done with the reading. So again, a reading of selected verses from Genesis chapter 40. After Joseph had interpreted the dream of the cupbearer, he made the following request to him. He said, "But when all goes well with you, remember me and show me kindness. Mention me to Pharaoh and get me out of this prison. I was forcibly carried off from the land of the Hebrews, and even here I have done nothing to deserve being put in a dungeon." When the chief baker saw that Joseph had given a favorable interpretation, he said to Joseph, "I too had a dream." And he told him his dream. "This is what it means," Joseph said, and he interpreted it for him. Now the third day was Pharaoh's birthday, and he gave a feast for all his officials. He lifted up the heads of the chief cupbearer and the chief baker in the presence of his officials. He restored the chief cupbearer to his position, so that he once again put the cup into Pharaoh's hand. But he impaled the chief baker, just as Joseph had said to them in his interpretation. The chief cupbearer, however, did not remember Joseph. He forgot him. So take a few minutes now to reflect on that word or phrase and why you think the Lord might be drawing your attention to this word or phrase, asking yourself, how does this connect to my life right now? I'll give you a few moments to do that. So as I read this passage a third time, I want to invite you to notice that word or phrase again and how the Lord is inviting you to respond. He may be inviting you to respond by revealing to you a sin that you need to repent of and confess, or a command that he is asking you to obey. Perhaps there's a truth that has been revealed to you that you need to remember. Or maybe there's a step of trust you need to take, or perhaps something else. And I will give you some time at the end of the reading to reflect and respond on that. And I'll also remind you of some of the ways that you can respond. So again, this is a reading from Genesis chapter 40, some selected verses. After Joseph had interpreted the dream of the cupbearer, he made the following request. He said, "But when all goes well with you, remember me and show me kindness. Mention me to Pharaoh and get me out of this prison. I was forcibly carried off from the land of the Hebrews, and even here I have done nothing to deserve being put in a dungeon." When the chief baker saw that Joseph had given a favorable interpretation, he said to Joseph, "I too had a dream." And he told him his dream. "This is what it means," Joseph said, and he interpreted it for him. Now the third day was Pharaoh's birthday, and he gave a feast for all his officials. He lifted up the heads of the chief cupbearer and the chief baker in the presence of his officials. He restored the chief cupbearer to his position, so that he once again put the cup into Pharaoh's hand. But he impaled the chief baker, just as Joseph had said to them in his interpretation. The chief cupbearer, however, did not remember Joseph. He forgot him. So take a moment now and respond to God. Perhaps there's a sin to confess, a command to obey, a truth to remember, a step of trust to take, or maybe something else. But I'll give you some time now to have a conversation with God about that. Now, this fourth time that I read this passage to you, I want to invite you to rest in God. Rest in who He is and who He's created you to be. Rest in His faithfulness and His goodness. Rest in knowing that you are deeply loved and uniquely made by God. So, a final reading from Genesis chapter 40, some selected verses. After Joseph had interpreted the dream of the cupbearer, he made the following request to him. Joseph said, "But when all goes well with you, remember me and show me kindness. Mention me to Pharaoh and get me out of this prison. I was forcibly carried off from the land of the Hebrews, and even here I have done nothing to deserve being put in a dungeon." When the chief baker saw that Joseph had given a favorable interpretation, he said to Joseph, "I too had a dream," and he told him his dream. "This is what it means," Joseph said, and he interpreted it for him. Now the third day was Pharaoh's birthday, and he gave a feast for all his officials. He lifted up the heads of the chief cupbearer and the chief baker in the presence of his officials. He restored the chief cupbearer to his position, so that he once again put the cup into Pharaoh's hand. But he impaled the chief baker, just as Joseph had said to them in his interpretation. The chief cupbearer, however, did not remember Joseph. He forgot him. O Lord, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the truths found in your word. No matter where you drew us, we thank you for the truth that you had for us. And so, Lord, I pray that you would go before each of us today. Lord, help us to follow you closely. Help us to remember the truth that you have reminded us of today. And no matter what it is, I pray that you would help us to remember that even though Joseph may have been forgotten, you have not forgotten us. You see us no matter where we are. You love us, and you will not ever take your eyes off of us. So we thank you for who you are. You are a God that is truly worthy of our worship. We pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I want to invite you to join me in listening to the companion podcast to this one, where I have a conversation with Pastor Brent McKinney. He is the spiritual growth pastor at Foundations Church in Loveland, Colorado, and we have a really good conversation about this passage. So I want to invite you to join me in that. Well, thanks as always for joining me on So Much More, where Jesus has so much more to say to us, and we are creating space to listen.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for working everything out for my good. Help me trust in your perfect plan. Amen.
Father, thank you for loving and caring for me.
With Christian Prayer Meditation, you can pray along to prayers based on specific topics. Go to lifeaudio.com or search your favorite podcast app for Christian Prayer Meditation. You can also download the Abide app for biblical meditations at abide.com.